Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in. Once again, we are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And we do thank you for being a part of this evening. This time, we have our guest speaker. We're going to be over in Maryland, Hanover, Maryland, with our guest speaker, Pastor Lorenzo Maddox. Amen. And you will be hearing from him very shortly. Before we do that, we'd like to remind you, for those of you who are listening for the first time, please make sure that you mute your mic or whatever device that you are using. Please mute it, and we do leave the mics open, and when the opportunity avails itself, when the speaker opens up for questions, you will have an opportunity to participate in the discussion. So we do appreciate that. Please mute your mic or whatever device that you are using, and when the opportunity avails itself, you can participate in the discussion. Amen. For those of you who are listening by internet, we'd like to let you know that you can call in. This is a Bible study, interactive Bible study. You can call in and participate. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. Once you call in, you can participate. Amen. Also, we'd like to let you know that any message that has been presented here, if you would like to hear this message again, telephone, share it with a friend. You can go into the archive. And once you go into the archive, go into Blog Talk Radio. And once you get into Blog Talk Radio, then just type in, "We Can Begin Again." Amen. That's "We Can Begin Again," and you can hear any of the messages, even the one tonight. We're looking forward to hearing Pastor Maddox this evening, and we're not going to prolong the time. We're going to move over into Hanover, Maryland, and we're going to hear a word from Pastor Maddox. Pastor Maddox, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Pastor Maddox. Hey, praise
yes,
the Lord.
Sir, I'm
praise
here.
The Lord.
How are you doing?
Good. I am blessed. I am blessed. We want to thank you so much for taking the opportunity to come on to share a word with the body of Christ. We do look forward to what God has to is going to pour into us this evening. So I'm going to move out of the way and turn it on over to you this evening. Amen.
Okay. I want to take the time to thank you for having me on. I want to take the time to also thank Minister Edna, and thank God for Mother Gloria Womack and the members of Prince of Peace Mission Baptist Church. I thank God for you and all those that are listening. I think my brother-in-law is on from Miami, Florida, I think. And I want to thank God for him. God is good.
Amen.
He's worthy of praise. And again, I'm thankful for another chance to be on the line on tonight. In Luke chapter 10, verse 38, and it happened when they went and entered a certain village, a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving. She was approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me." Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. One thing is needed. Mary had chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." Just for tonight, and we're going to talk for a minute, and then so the lines can be opened up, someone turns or something. I'll talk for a minute. Jesus in the house. I grew up in a foster home. And one of the things that I enjoyed about the foster home was I had Christian parents. I was more comfortable when my foster father was at home. Foster father was home. The house and atmosphere was so much different. Whenever I would come home and not see my father's car, I was unhappy. But I felt good when I knew my father was in the house. It was something about him. He didn't have to talk that much, but I knew that when he was in the house, I wasn't going to get many beatings. If he was going to be in the house, my mother was going to be different because my father was in the house.
Yeah.
It makes a difference when you got somebody in the house. But coming up in that house, I learned some things. I learned, number one, that on Saturdays, we had to take our bath, and on Saturday nights, we had to put our shoes out.
Are we ready to the same house?
Ready for, we had to get our clothes ready for Sunday morning. because we had to do it because on Sunday morning, you didn't iron and you didn't wash clothes.
That's right.
You didn't do none of those things. If you wash clothes on Saturday, you took them down before sundark Saturday.
Okay.
Sunday was the Lord's day. Sunday was the Lord's day, and you wasn't going to have no clothes hanging in the house. It was something about the house, and I know we're on live, and I know some people back years ago, the old folks used to have that man that they called Jesus. And I understand what it was all about, but still hanging up in the living room. You came to the house, you knew there was something different about the house. Every night, my parents used to put that light on in the living room, but like, it's different today because we didn't play in the living room. We didn't play in the dining room. The living room, dining room was somewhere special. You didn't play around in there.
Come on, preacher.
They play in the living room. They play in the dining room. If you don't be careful, and you play in the kitchen, but you didn't play in the living room, dining room, or kitchen. You didn't play in there because something about the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I paused tonight to say something that, in a real way, that I wonder what's done happen to the house. I know in many areas in Baltimore, you hear about the crime rate and how things are going on. But I just believe, brothers and sisters, if Jesus were more Jesus in our house,
come on now,
it'd be less crime in the world. Y'all not talking to me. If Jesus was more Jesus around in our homes, children would be better. In school, I remember one time I was in school and I did something bad, and the principal told me he was going to suspend me. And I didn't want to go home to mama. Mama come in the house being suspended. So I asked him, can you paddle me instead? Because I didn't want to go home to mama house being suspended from school. There's something about the house. Now, I know somebody probably saying, wait, where you going, preacher? Where you going? Well, I mean, this is where I'm at. Martha and Mary were two sisters.
Yes.
In a real serious way, I believe that Jesus was a person that often went by Martha and Mary house. And on this occasion, it's good for Jesus to stop by their house. I paused the night and asked you tonight, since we you're on tonight, is Jesus invited to your house?
All right.
Could he come in there? Lord have mercy. Could he come in your house and have a Bible study? Could he come in your house and use your room in your house for blog radio tonight? Could Jesus come in your house? I'm awfully afraid. I'm awfully afraid, brothers and sisters. I'm awfully afraid that Jesus is not welcome in a lot of people's houses, and he's not welcome in a lot of people's churches. I believe you that Jesus is. It's on the outside, even at the church. In some churches, in some homes, he's on the outside knocking on the door.
Yes.
And people will let Federal Express in. They'll let UPS in. They'll go to the door for the mailman, but Jesus is knocking on the door, and people will not let him in.
My God.
I must pause tonight and tell the truth, because there was a time that he was knocking on my door, my heart, and I didn't let him in either. But one day I heard the good news of heaven, and I let him in my life. And I'm here to tell you that he does make a difference. But let's look at that. Let's look at that. Okay, let's look at that. Let's look at that. Jesus in the house. Martha, and I put Martha down, but Martha was busy, and I hate to say it, that I'm thinking that a whole lot of us don't find it good to go to the house of God on Sundays now because we are busy.
My God.
We are too busy to come in the house. We are too busy on Sundays to pick time to worship. We are too busy. I believe that we have some of that Martha spirit has creeped into the world. Now, I'm saying that Martha didn't know Jesus. I'm not saying that. You follow the scriptures. I believe Martha was the one that said, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died." But I'm thinking that what's done happen today is that maybe because Jesus often went by Mary and Martha's house, maybe she had got too comfortable with Jesus. And I paused tonight to say that I'm thinking that have we got too comfortable with Jesus?
All right.
Have we got too comfortable for him until we tell him what we're going to do? One time I was, years ago, I was watching The God in Light. A long time ago, watching The God in Light. And when I was watching that, they had, some of y'all kind of quiet tonight, but some of y'all know about The God in Light.
Yeah.
I know I'm not the only one that watched The God in Light, but some of y'all know. Y'all know about Alden Spaulding. Y'all come on, talk
Amen
to me.
The
y'all know about Alden Spaulding, Alan Michael. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yes. Came on CBS.
Yeah.
Came on CBS.
Thank you. And what I saw something, what they did one time, they turned around on that show and they cloned Reaver. Reaver and Josh was in and out of love. They cloned Reaver. So they had a plan, two part, but they cloned her. And I paused the night and asked the question, in the 21st century, have we cloned Jesus?
My God. Come on now. Come on, Pastor.
Jesus. Have we cloned him? And I mean, have we cloned him? The Jesus that we clone have not gone to Calvary.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Jesus that we have cloned have not been born in Bethlehem. Y'all not talking to me. The Jesus that we have cloned did not hang there, suffer, bleed, and die. Jesus that we have cloned in the 21st century have not been buried in the grave. And they didn't bury him in the grave and roll the stone over the grave.
My.
We got a Jesus that some folks have cloned him.
That's right.
And because we have cloned him, anything you clone is not the real deal.
That's right.
And I wonder tonight, have we cloned Jesus? It's easy for us to stay home on Sunday.
Yes.
I want you to know that the laundromat has a bigger crowd than the church has.
You better say
the flea market has a bigger crowd than the church has. I want to ask the question tonight. What have we done with Jesus?
Mama.
What have we done with him?
What have we done? I believe that Martha, the problem with Martha was Martha had got so used to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And because she had got used to him, she didn't take time for him. I want to present it that because I want to ask the question tonight is how much time do you take for Jesus?
I know we jump and we shout, I know we
speak in tongues. I ain't asking you are you speaking in tongues.
Come on, now.
Right now. Come on.
I'm not asking you are you prophesying? I'm not asking you how much books of the Bible that you know, because most of us know more books of the Bible than what we live by. I ain't asking you.
That's good.
I want to raise tonight is what have we done with Jesus?
Lord have mercy.
What have we done with Jesus? To Christ, the Son of the Living God. What have we done with him?
What have we done?
Look now. Jesus was in Martha and Mary. Mother, glory, the good thing, he was in the house.
Yes,
Dr.
Luke tells us
that he was in the house.
In the house, yes.
But I'm afraid tonight there are many houses that Jesus is not in.
Lord, have mercy.
And even, and I shouldn't be saying this, but even there are some churches that he's not in.
We try to operate without Jesus being in the church. My parents used to on Sunday morning.
They couldn't wait to get to church because they believed they were going to hear a word from the Lord.
Yes, sir.
They
was going to church. They was going to church because Jesus was there. And I'm telling you, brother and sister, the church that Jesus is that he's invited to, Jesus shows up for church every Sunday. And I want you to know that he's the first one to leave. He's the first one there and the last one to leave.
I remember
when I was coming up in church that my parents used to go to church, and y'all don't see this no more. They used to bow. When they got in the church, they would bow their knees.
Good God.
And say a little prayer.
The same house. Come on.
I don't know what they prayed, but they said a little prayer because Jesus had let them get to the church. Those folks was out there in the slavery times. Those folks out there picking cotton all week long, dealing with the slave master. They couldn't wait to get to church on Sunday morning so they could holler Jesus in the church. I want to say that sometimes we go to church and now don't even call his name.
Lord, have mercy, Jesus. We sometimes, on the prayer line,
we don't even call his name. Preachers preach the gospel, but don't even talk about what Friday he died on Calvary.
Lord, have mercy,
He was wounded for my sin, caused him to die, and at Calvary, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know
what they do.
That was Jesus. You don't hear that anymore. Let me go back and look at the text again. Martha was there. Martha was busy. And what I really feel in my mind, Jesus said Martha had many things on her mind.
And what I'm going to say, Mother,
the Bible don't say this. I believe that Martha had wrinkled thinking.
What I mean by wrinkled thinking is that she had
many things on her mind, and she was missing the moment with Jesus.
Missing
and
the
I
moment.
Want you to know Jesus can be in the house, and you got to be careful. He can be in the church, and somebody will talk to you in church to distract you from hearing from Jesus.
He was in there.
But I give her credit, because one thing she did do, she told Jesus that, tell my sister, I'm paraphrasing, to come here and help me. And you know what, I give Martha the credit, because she did tell Jesus that. And most of us tell our Congress people, we tell the president, but we don't tell Jesus.
Don't
tell No wonder that songwriter said, I must tell Jesus about my trouble. I can't bear these burdens alone. This thing had begun to get best of Martha. And first she was in the kitchen. I'm paraphrasing now. She tried to bang the cabinets, slamming pots on the stove.
You know how
putting plates down on the stove because
take
she was upset. She was saying in her mind that she hear me in the kitchen and she won't come to help me. She's slamming plates down, banging them, throwing them, and Mary never got up.
I give her the credit.
I give her the credit because she must have really knew her sister. Luke don't tell us that she went and asked Mary. Lord have mercy. He didn't ask her. She went and said something to Jesus.
Yes. Tell her.
And I like Jesus. I like Jesus. Luke do a good job. I like Jesus. I like Jesus. Because guess what happened? When you tell Jesus, Mother Gloria, Jesus always got an answer.
Yes, sometimes.
Brother preachers, my members ask me something and I ain't got no answer.
Sometimes I got to say let me think about it. Yeah,
or sometimes I got to say let me get back to it. Because that's your answer. But what happened here is that Jesus, Lord have mercy, had an answer. Martha, you are troubled with a many things now. But one thing that's needful, which shall not be taken away from Mary. Brother preachers, I want to ask a question tonight. Brothers and sisters, Minister Edna, I want to ask the question. Have we forgotten the one thing?
What's that? What's that one thing?
The one thing is sitting at his feet.
Come on, that's good.
And I'm not going to take it away from her. Have we forgotten the one thing?
What's that one thing again, preacher? Talk to me.
At his feet was the one thing. One thing. And many of us are too busy until we don't have no time.
Well, no time.
Sitting
is
fast.
We don't sit at his feet no more. Mary wanted to be at his feet. And I wonder tonight.
Yes.
On this ready broadcast on the blog on New Beginnings. Lord have mercy. And not only, it says tonight the broadcast is New Beginnings, but I want to tell somebody tonight on New Beginning, you can start a new beginning with Jesus by sitting at his feet. You can begin something new tonight by sitting at his feet. Because I think we get too comfortable that we don't want to sit at his feet. When is the last time you heard from Jesus? When is the last time he talked to you? When is the last time you heard him say something? I tell you, it's good news when you find Jesus in the house, y'all.
Yes,
it's good news whenever you find that that he's in the house and when he is invited in the house.
When he's invited.
Like he's saying that sometimes that he's not always invited. I remember I like that those people. Luke told some good stories. Luke was a good storyteller. I remember when Mark and John Gospel is a good story they told that they invited him to the well. Lord have mercy. They invited him to the wedding feast. And whenever you invite Jesus, good things happen. They invite him to the wedding feast, and when they invited, they ran out of wine. But because they invited Jesus, Lord have mercy, something happened. When you invite Jesus, I'm just telling you, you don't stay the same when you invite Jesus.
That's good.
That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
That's
world,
right.
I wish the world would invite Jesus in their life. I wish the world would get closer to Jesus. I'm about Jesus.
Yeah.
If you hang with him, he begins to change something. What? I said that Martha had wrinkled thinking. And wrinkled thinking, I'm calling this wrinkled thinking because she had many things on her mind, and it had never ironed out in her mind that what she really needed was Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Her thinking was wrinkled. What was on Martha's mind? What was on her mind was about outward service. But what
yes,
she
sir.
Needed on her mind was about inward worship. Lord, there's a difference. Most of us are
outward
service, but we're not involved with inward worship.
That's good.
Involved with inward worship, it changes your personality. So when you do outward service, you don't be cranky and mean and nasty. Because you done spend some time with inward worship.
Yes.
A lot of church people, you can tell when they get tired, they get cranky, they get nasty because they have had inward worship. What was happening with Mary? What was happening? I'm going to say, what was happening with Mary? Mary was listening to Jesus. And not only was she listening to Jesus, I believe in my mind, Mary was becoming impregnated with Jesus. And I believe something tonight that a whole lot of people today got Jesus in their head, but they ain't got him in their heart. There's a thing that a lot of women go through sometimes where they become pregnant in their mind but not in their body.
That's true. God.
Come on. I wonder how many folks tonight are pregnant with Jesus in your head but not in your heart? When you become pregnant with Jesus in your heart, it makes a difference how you treat people. It makes a difference how you talk. I don't talk the same because I'm impregnated with Jesus.
Let's look at it.
I'm going to let you go. Look at one. Martha has something on her mind. Mary had Jesus in her heart. And the third thing, when you got Jesus in your heart, when people raise questions about you, Jesus will always take up for you. Can I get a witness tonight? Yes, I can.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the truth. Come on now. Come on.
Remember when they busted that alabaster jar? Come on. That was Mary. Come on, man. And she anointed his feet. And they were talking about it because the oil was costly. Why waste this oil? It's costly. But what they didn't know, Mother, that Jesus, she was anointing Jesus because he was getting ready to die a costly death.
My God.
And because the death that he was going to die was more costly than the oil she anointed him with. The oil was, his death was more costly. And because his death was more costly, she knew him. And when you do something for Jesus, then Jesus said, leave her alone.
That's what he said.
And watch what he said now. Just leave her alone. It's not going to be, it's going to be preached throughout the world what she had did for me. Jesus is in the house. And I wonder tonight, I'm going to stop now, I'm wondering, how do we really know, do you have him in your house?
My God.
Can I tell you something? And people have been saying, I'm closing out on this, people have been saying something. You know what people say? People talk about that lady. They say, oh, that lady took prayer out of school. People, we always say,
but what about that?
The prayer in school took prayer out. No, the lady took prayer out of school. But can I ask a question? Who took Jesus out of our house?
Come on.
Took prayer out of school.
That's it.
But who
took Jesus?
Can I ask a question? Who signed the petition?
Come on.
To not be in your house.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right. You had him in your house.
Yes.
And watch this. The lady don't know. We give her more power than what she deserves. Has him in your house.
Right.
And if your children got him in their heart, children would carry Jesus to school. Lord,
to school.
Right. Yeah. But who took him out of our house? And then the last thing I want to ask the question is, where is Jesus? Where is Jesus in your life? Where is Jesus in your life? Do I have a witness tonight?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
I'm done now. You know I got a witness? Yeah, because you know what I found out? That when I spend time with Jesus, guess what he do? He let my cup run over.
Yes, sir.
I just get the 23rd song and say, surely my cup run is over. Surely, goodness and mercy. Y'all not talking to me.
All
the days of my life, I'll dwell where? In the house of
the
Lord.
In the house
of
the Lord.
Why? Because I don't spend time with Jesus. I wish somebody tonight would start spending time with him.
Amen. Yes.
And I'm going to close. And my last point, I'm going to close on this. I want to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a question. Whether you're married or you're single, and I'm going to land on this tonight. When is the last time that you've been on a date with Jesus?
That's good.
Come on.
When is the last time you've been on a date with Jesus?
That's good.
That fellowship. That one. Come on, preacher. Oh, you ministry.
That's a one-on-one time alone with him.
Tonight, we have a church.
The date with him, I don't have to pay. He pays it all.
I
sat there, and you're right, brother. Fellowship.
Yeah.
In fellowship, I go on another thing and say communion. Whenever I spend time with Jesus, I always leave better than I came.
Amen. That's right. We always.
Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. I'm always leave better than I came when I spend time with Jesus. Or as I ask you tonight, when's the last time you spend time with Jesus in the house?
In the house. The
question is Jesus in your house? Is he in the house? Do you have some stuff somewhere in the corner somewhere? Or have you locked him in the room? Does he have a freeway that he can go in through your house? Jesus in your house? I'm through tonight.
Oh, amen. Glory to you, brother.
Yeah.
Glory to you. This is Pastor Miles in New Jersey. You ministered to me. We had church on tonight.
Yeah.
You gave me so many nuggets on tonight.
Yes.
And I thank you. I thank you on tonight. That's all I can say is I thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for letting you in such a way that, oh, God, we had a good time last week. But, Brother Moderator, you followed up right behind. Oh, you just don't know what the Lord has just done through you. Woo!
Y'all
got me started now. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you done got me started. And you gave word on tonight. You planted a seed. Oh, my brother, you just don't know what you did to me. Woo! Glory to you, man.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I just want to say it's good news when he's in the house, but it's good news when he's invited in the house. Like Pastor Miles said, you gave us a whole lot of good nuggets tonight. Thank you, son. Thank you, Pastor, for that awesome word that you gave tonight. We are truly, I'm truly blessed. I'm like Mary. I want to sit at his feet. I want to listen.
Lord, have mercy.
I want to be followed. I want to be guided. Praise God. That's all I got to say. good. Real good.
Pastor, you have Minister Timothy on the line.
Bless you,
and
Minister Timothy.
Thank you for that spiritual food.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That spiritual food filled me up so much now, I don't even want to eat dinner tonight. Got me
I'm with you.
Yes, sir. I thank God for you.
Powerful message, powerful word.
Thank you. Came with tonight.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so
Pastor,
much.
Pastor, I always say, I love you so much.
Mm. Thank you,
and
sir.
And I thank God
thank
for
God.
Using you.
Yeah.
For using
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
my,
we've been fed with that spiritual word. I thank God that Jesus is in my house.
You keep coming on here like that, you're going to make us obese in the word. We're going to be obese in the word. I can't see how somebody would be on tonight and not, as the kids say, not feel some type of way. I just can't see it. If you're on this line tonight and you don't feel some type of way with the word that just came forth, your relationship with God, I mean, that's all.
Watch out.
See, and for me, God bless you, Pastor Maddox, and for me,
when you said
pregnant in your heart, we got to have a date, a intimate relationship with Christ. It won't be in your mind, but in your heart. You know, because home is where the heart is, and my heart is where Jesus is. And when I'm with Jesus, just like Mary, like Mother said, at his feet, you know, supping with him and him supping with me, it brings an intimacy, a pregnancy.
Then the pregnancy has an overflow.
And the overflow is not only in my life, but it spills over into somebody else's life. Come on here, sir.
Another thing that you said that got me, you talk about, you know, they let her take the prayer out of school. But I'm going to tell you something. Whenever it came up, when they took prayer out of school, that never bothered me. I never understood how Christians, how true Christians in the body let that bother them. Okay, they may have taken it out of school, but you touched on a little bit later. But see, I got prayer in my heart.
I got prayer in my heart, I got prayer in my spirit, man.
And doesn't the scripture say when you do it secretly, he rewards you openly? Pray in school for a show? So it never bothered me.
And
as Brother Preacher said on tonight, when it's in your home, he said, then it goes over to your heart.
Yeah,
that's right.
So, So if they don't, if they, and then I'm not, this is not my prayer, but if they never have prayer again in school, it wouldn't bother me and my kids.
That's right.
Because I know what I teach my kids. Matter of fact, I just started a new job. Brother moderator knew about it. And when they took us on a tour Monday, we went over the tour. The tour guide said, oh, this is the meditation room. And I looked at her, and she looked at me. She said, oh, we know we have people here of all different types of faith, and sometimes they just need to go and meditate and talk to their God. She said, some people be so much in a rush, they come to work early just so they can sit back and talk to God before they start their shift.
That's good.
So even if they take, you can't pray on your job, you can pray in your heart. See, he done got me started. That's right.
And you know what else I like what he said? It makes a difference when you have Jesus in your house. You know, that carries over into your place of worship. I like when he said that his parents came in, or the old people back in the day, they came in and they bowed. They bowed when they came in through the door, whatever, thanking God for being there, being in his presence again, bringing him in, and then coming in. You brought some good stuff tonight.
Yes, indeed.
God bless you, sir.
Yes.
So many things in there. So many.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Maddox. That word right there.
Oh,
Ramonda,
God bless you.
God bless you. That word right there. I like how you pointed out how prayer was taken out of the church, but who took Christ out of us? Who took him out of our house? The only person that could have taken him out of us is ourselves, and I'm guilty of that myself. There was a point in my life that I took him out of my house, and even though I took him out of my house and I let go of that hand, he never let go of me and always left that door wide open. Ready to come home. It was like the father with the prodigal son, with arms wide open. Such an awesome word, Pastor.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for being on tonight.
Yeah, not a problem. I truly enjoyed the sermon.
Thank you so much.
And something else you said, Pastor, I like the part where you said, when I spend time with Jesus, my cup runneth over. I like that.
When I spend time
with Jesus, my cup
runneth
over.
Praise
God.
Because we're full. He fills us up.
Yeah.
It runs over.
We can't contain
all that he has. It runs over. And we won't have to look wrinkled and cranky when you're spending time with Jesus. You don't have to be working on the outside, but he's living on the inside. And when he lives on the inside, we can have an example of him. Oh, my God, man. You know what? Lord Jesus.
This is good. Real good.
He saw something. Didn't he saw something?
Yes, he did.
I'm like my brother. He said he'd been fed so with spirit that he don't want no natural food. And so I'm in here pushing myself right now to fry some pork chop because I know after I get off this, I got to eat something. I'm ready to fry any pork chop. I got to have that sizzling noise.
I was talking to my wife about that.
The moderator always say, you know, put your mics on mute so that you don't hear the noise in the background. So that sizzling you start hearing is some pork chop sizzling. God bless.
I was talking about the night to my wife. Let's put some pork chops. She said no. But Pastor, you know, I love the point when you said, Mary, knowing that his feet were all. The old song I used to listen to, it said, fill my cup, let it overflow. Let it overflow with love. Yeah. That's an old song now. Mm-hmm. And I thank God that if everybody's cup been filled, and if your cup is filled and overflow, got to overflow with love. Show love to the world. Let everybody know who God is.
Yeah.
Man, I just thank God, you know.
That's right.
Thank God, that our mind is focused on Him. Thank God for that.
Amen.
But the brother that talked about the pork chop, man, he got me jealous because I wanted some pork chop tonight.
Brother, you ain't got to be jealous. Just go ahead and text me your number, and I'll send a helicopter for you. Plenty for everybody.
Y'all call
me in the back and stop the helicopter. My brother wants some pork chop. I can stop the helicopter and send for you.
Y'all, I love that. That's compliment. Thank you.
That's
love. That's love. That's love.
I'm going to stop the helicopter. Now, I hope you like Cinnacut pork chops. That got adobo seasoning, heavy and garlic. I hope you like that.
Let me get off the phone because he missing with his
now.
You know what I like too? What he said. I like, and this is so appropriate for Valentine's month, February, the month of love, Valentine.
Yes, ma'am.
When was the last time that you had a date with Jesus? You know what? It should be an every day, every moment with Jesus.
Yes,
every day,
every moment.
When was the last time?
When was the last time? You know what? I see in this message that God wants to draw us even closer.
He does.
He wants to be even greater in our house.
You know, I tell people, I said, Merry Christmas. I talk to a friend, I say, Merry Christmas. They say, it's not Christmas. I say, yes, it is. Every day that God wakes you up with breath in your body, in your right state of mind, you're breathing, you're in the land of the dead, you're able to walk, talk, do for yourself. So many of us been on the deathbed, been on a bed of affliction. So many people wish they could do the things you did. Every day is special because God has given you a gift. He has blessed you with the gift that man can't even give you.
Amen.
I'm a living witness what God did for me.
Yeah.
He picked me up on the deathbed. So I told everybody, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's.
And here I come again. I'm coming back. When he said new beginnings, being on this new beginnings blog. So everybody out there on in radio land and blog land and on this line, you know, he addressed the prodigal son in this, and he addressed that you can just turn it around right today.
Yes.
New beginning. It's a new start today.
It's a new,
you don't have to worry about it. You can come. I read in the word, he says, if you return unto me, I'll return unto you. Just that quick. You know why? Because Ramonda said it. Ramonda said it. Even though his arms were yet open, his arms were yet open like the prodigal son, all you have to do is return. Return and get a new beginner. I'm telling you, new beginner.
That's it. And when you return to him, you may say you don't know where to go. Just go right at his feet. He didn't preach that thing.
Go ahead. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. And you know, we're getting ready to celebrate Valentine's Day, but when you think about God so loved the world that he every day should be Valentine's Day for all of us. Because God loved us just that much. So we don't never have to feel that we're not loved. Because the word says God so loved the world. So every day is Valentine's, whether you have someone or you when you got Jesus, that's more than enough.
Come on,
amen.
That's more than enough. Praise God. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Our cup running over this evening. Our cup is running over.
My mind.
Yes.
El- Brother John, we're done. We finished running our mouths. It was so good. I'm telling you, just like you always said, we're at the table and we're just eating.
We're at the table.
And yeah, and we're telling you something else. We blame you for this being obese on tonight. We blame you for being overfed tonight.
Anytime the food is good, that means Jesus is happy.
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I would, in closing, as we get to our closing, I thank each and every one of you for your joy that you have displayed this evening. Because all you're doing is, for those who are listening by internet or who may not have said anything, all you're doing is just displaying the joy that you have for the God that you serve.
Yes.
So I thank you for just sharing it and not being shy to share that you are happy to be in love with Jesus. This is a word that I brought out. Pastor, all I can say is you definitely open up some thoughts for not just those who are listening, but those who want to come close to Jesus. I mean, the thing that I saw here, when you start talking about a date with Jesus, you know what? That speaks volumes. Right before, if you're talking about right before, you know, we get coming to the holiday, a date with Jesus, how often do we take one-on-one time with Jesus? Sure, we go to church. Sure, we go to church, sure fellowship, but how often do we take one-on-one time with Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
The word says that if you can be faithful with little things, that's little spending time.
If you can be faithful with little things, watch out now, then
he can trust you with large things. But if you can't take time, one-on-one with Jesus, little bit of time with Jesus, how can he trust us? And I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about in general. How can he trust us with the large things? God's talking about opening up the windows of heaven. You just have put some things not only on my mind or my heart, I need to spend more time and get away from the business. I need to spend more time with Jesus. And I'm talking about this is me. This is me. I'm not talking about anybody else. So I'm not talking about spending more time with Jesus, one-on-one, not a fellowship with somebody else, but I'm talking about one-on-one.
One-on-one, communicate with Jesus, allowing Jesus to communicate with us, or with me. So that's volume to me.
And oftentimes we get so caught up with the busyness of the world, the busyness with God, and the busyness with everything else.
Go ahead.
We're too tired. And I heard somebody say they happy when they wake up, talking about too tired.
While we're alive, the beautiful, listen,
taking time, you have just thrilled my heart with the word.
Hello.
And all of the comments that you made, thank you so much. Thank you so much. This is what we are all about.
This is what
we're all about. And as far as I'm seeing, I deal numbers from everywhere.
So I thank you, sir.
I thank you. If you would close out with prayer, I do appreciate it. Thank you so much for taking time to just share a word and feed us with the word, because I know you're real full in this. Thank you so much.
The appointed time. He said the appointed time. Yes, sir.
Father, we thank you again. For putting up with us for another day.
Another day.
And we pray now, though, that you continue to bless this ministry, bless those that hear it. We pray tonight that somebody might be encouraged to spend time with you.
Yes.
We pray tonight that maybe some pastor might be encouraged to go back to his or her congregation and encourage people to spend more time with you. We pray that maybe that some mother, some grandmother would tell their children, their grandparents, their children about Jesus. We pray tonight that somebody would become pregnant in their mind with you. That they want to do better. They want to talk better. They want to act better. They want to live better.
Yes.
They want to serve better. They want to be a better witness tonight. We thank you for new beginnings. And we have to continue to touch this ministry. Inspire the leaders. Encourage the leaders. And I ask you tonight to breathe on those that in the operating of this ministry. If you breathe on them, they can do great things. Breathe on all of us tonight. Breathe your power on us. If you breathe on us, we'll be better. We'll love better. We'll do better. We'll serve better if you breathe on us. I heard the songwriter say, breathe on me, breathe on us.
Breathe on me, breathe on us.
We pray that you breathe on us, we'll be better. Forgive us of our sins, we pray. In the name of Jesus, amen.
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 Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. Amen.
Dreamer who's awakened for